Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're exploring how organizations are shifting gears, you know, moving beyond those traditional server setups.
Right. Really trying to harness what true cloud environments can offer.
Exactly. And our focus for this is Media3. You can check out all their stuff, their expertise at www.media3.net.
Yeah, they cover quite a range of cloud solutions there.
So our mission, let's say, for this deep dive is to get a real handle on the advantages Media3 brings.
Mm-hmm. Especially looking at their focus on the Microsoft Azure ecosystem.
And their pretty deep knowledge in Adobe Cold Fusion, too. That seems key.
Definitely a specialized area.
So the question for you listening is, are you looking to modernize your infrastructure? Maybe boost performance, lock down security, and compliance?
If so, this deep dive should give you some valuable insights into how Media3 helps companies do just that.
Okay, let's dig in. First up, this big shift, the move to what's called true cloud.
Yeah, let's talk about that difference, because it's not just about servers anymore. We're talking about moving away from, say, traditional virtual private servers, VPS, often stuck in just one data center.
Right.
And moving towards these true cloud platforms. Media3, for instance, really leverages Microsoft Azure for this.
So a VPS is like just one slice of a physical machine, right? Often sharing resources.
And usually in one specific location. Contrast that with the global Azure platform Media3 uses.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, it's this huge worldwide network of data centers. We're talking built-in, redundancy, resilience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just inherently more robust.
A world away from those older VPS models that, you know, Media3 explicitly avoids.
Absolutely. Think about dynamic scaling, being able to ramp resources up or down automatically, and having a whole suite of services ready to go, not just the server itself.
The scale you mentioned, what was it, 60 regions?
Yeah, 60 data center regions, something like 160 actual data centers across the globe.
Wow.
That kind of footprint gives you availability and resilience that, well, a single VPS setup just can't match.
And you can host things closer to your users, right? For better performance.
Precisely. Plus, it helps meet those regional data regulations.
Now, you mentioned Adobe Cold Fusion earlier. Media3 seems to really specialize there.
They do. Their site talks about Cold Fusion enterprise servers, high availability setups.
Even HIPAA compliant Cold Fusion. That's HIPAA for the healthcare data rules.
That's exactly. HIPAA compliant environments. That's a big deal for healthcare orgs.
It really points to a deep niche, doesn't it? For companies still heavily invested in Cold Fusion.
Oh, absolutely. Media3 is positioning themselves as the go-to partner there. They get the specific challenges of running CF in the cloud.
It's not just a generic cloud offering.
No, it's focused expertise, which is valuable.
And this ties back to Azure, because they're listed as a direct Azure partner. Saw that on their YS page at www.media3.net.
Yeah, and that direct partner status is pretty significant.
I'm sorry.
Well, it signals a really close relationship with Microsoft, a deep understanding of Azure, not just, you know, reselling basic services.
More like they're deeply integrated.
That's the implication. They likely have better access, deeper knowledge of the platform's capabilities.
Okay, so they know Azure, they know Cold Fusion, but their services go broader than that, right?
Oh, yeah. Looking at their site, the portfolio is quite comprehensive. It's not just servers.
Like the managed cloud solutions, I saw things for AI data science, Linux, Windows, even WordPress optimized hosting.
Right. They're catering to a lot of different needs there. It's about providing managed environments tailored to specific apps, taking the load off the client.
Makes sense. And databases too. Azure, MS SQL, Cosmos DB.
Yep. Database solutions are in there, and high availability solutions are prominent too.
For different OZs, even across geographic regions.
Exactly. Building in that resilience, ensuring things stay up and running, that's critical stuff. Disaster recovery planning too.
And security, of course. Can't forget that. They mentioned DDoS protection.
Mm-hmm. Defense against those traffic floods.
WAF's web application firewalls.
Acting like a guard for your web apps.
Next-gen firewalls. Help with compliance. It's a whole security suite.
It has to be these days. Security is non-negotiable.
They also call themselves migration specialists.
And that's huge. Moving to the cloud, it can be tricky. Having experts guide that process, that can make all the difference.
Smooths the transition, avoids pitfalls.
Definitely suggests it's a core strength for them.
Okay, so the services look solid. What about proof? Real-world results. Their website has a case studies section.
Right, and their tagline there is pretty confident. We're known by the companies we keep.
So who do they keep?
Well, they mentioned working with cutting-edge healthcare innovators, Ivy League universities, and high-growth SaaS disruptors. So a mix of demanding clients.
And they name some big ones, even if the full studies aren't right there on the overview page. Cornell, Berkeley.
Yeah, those Ivy League names stand out.
Princess Cruises, Adobe, even Metallica, the band.
Yeah, Metallica. And See's Candies, too.
Well, that's quite a list. Very diverse, very high profile.
It really adds credibility, doesn't it? Suggests they can handle complex, demanding environments across different sectors.
Sure. And the case study overview mentions specific results. Things like painless migrations.
Always good to hear.
Architecting fault-tolerant platforms. So systems that keep running even if something breaks.
Mm-hmm. Resilience.
And boosting application performance up to 5x faster, they say, with zero downtime during the process.
Those are the kinds of metrics that grab your attention. Real, tangible benefits.
And they also mention handling tough compliance requirements. We talked about HIP, but there are others too.
Which is crucial in fields like finance, healthcare, government.
So wrapping some of this up, what are their key selling points? The YS page again. Experience team.
Built on that global Azure platform we discussed.
And then next gen focus looking forward.
Don't forget the 24/7 live support. That's huge.
Absolutely. Having real people available anytime. Critical.
Yeah, when things go wrong, you need that immediate access.
And they talk about being proactive, managing and optimizing things for you.
So clients can focus on their actual business, not fiddling with servers.
Plus, they've been around a while, 30 years since 1995.
That's a long time in tech. Speaks to their stability. Their ability to adapt.
Definitely builds trust. And again, that clear, true, cloud-focused mission setting themselves apart from legacy VPS.
Yeah, they're really hammering that distinction.
So if you want to learn more, the place to go is www.media3.net. You can check out those case study summaries, see the full service list.
And getting in touch seems easy. They've got toll-free numbers, international ones, email, a support portal.
Even SMS TXT contact. Pretty comprehensive.
They make it easy to reach out.
So, boiling it all down, Media 3 looks like they offer this really complete package of true cloud solutions.
Right, leveraging Azure's power, plus that deep expertise in areas like Adobe Gold Fusion.
The goal being to help organizations get more agile, boost performance, tighten security, really move beyond older infrastructure limitations.
Makes sense. It's about enabling growth and efficiency.
Which leads us to that final thought for you, the listener. As your own data, your applications become more and more critical.
Mm-hmm. Central to everything you do.
How could shifting to a modern, resilient, global cloud platform like the kind Media 3 provides, how could that really transform your operations, your future growth?
Yeah, what new possibilities could that open up? Definitely something to think about.